So, guys, we actually added a couple storytellers at the break. This is pretty exciting. So we've got a full slate tonight. Coming first to the stage, this woman runs her own storytelling show the second Sunday of every month at Uncommon Ground in Rogers Park. Also, she is in a all-female Beastie Boys tribute band called She's Crafty. Super awesome. They're performing at the 5th Annual MCA Day, August 12th at Lincoln Hall. Please welcome Kendra Stevens.
I put my earbuds in and my running playlist on shuffle. I just dropped my friend off at the medical tent, hoping she's okay, and I'm about to run the next 18 miles alone. Since registering for the 2016 Chicago Marathon, my summer has been plagued with, "What are you doing?" Sometimes it's a quiet, nagging, "You can't do this. It's too hard." Other times it's a loud, "This is insane. Why are you doing this? Why does anyone do this?" But the worst is the dark, oppressive, "Hey, fatty, who the fuck do you think you are?" It's that voice I fear the most, more than not finishing the race, more than the pain of actually finishing the race. And now I am alone with that voice for the next 4 hours. Avoiding that voice is why I trained in a group with Chicago Endurance Sports. Sure, it was the structure, the coaching, finding my own tribe of back-of-the-pack runners, but mostly it was to have people around me to drown out that voice. A training run is like a mullet. Business in the front, but the party is indeed in the back. Because us 12 and 13-minute milers have fun. We have to. We're out there a lot goddamn longer than fast people. A lot. And I don't have anyone to talk to now, but I do have the Hamilton soundtrack. And I wouldn't say that the next 12 miles flew by, but I felt good. Lin-Manuel Miranda's voice was the most prominent one in my head. All the training tells you that the race starts at mile 20. It's past the longest distance you ran in training. Your legs and lungs and feet and back hurt. You're 20, 26, 10, 13, 76.9% of the way there. So close, yet so far. You do math or mental karaoke practice or play every part in Hamilton just to distract your brain from the fact you've still got 6.2 miles to go. My brain is delirious and tired from trying to figure out where I am in my 5-minute run, 1-minute walk intervals, and telling myself to keep my core strong. It's easier for that voice to get through after 21, 22 miles. And the crowd of spectators is thin. That voice whispers that no one cares. So I scan them for the funniest sign, the friendliest face, the hand outstretched for a high five, and I find it. And I tell that voice it's wrong, and I pick up the pace a little. The burst of adrenaline fades after a quarter mile. The sun is hot, and I can see the skyline where the finish line is buried, but I'm not there yet. I'm close enough, though, almost guaranteed to finish, that the voice changes its tactic. "You have enough time. You can walk the rest, and you won't get cleared off the course." I am weary. 2 miles left. It wouldn't be so bad if I walked the last two, would it? My feet get heavy. "God fucking damn it, Stevens! You are going to fucking finish this fucking thing running, because who the fuck gives up with 2 miles left because they're tired? Everyone is fucking tired! Besides, I don't want to fucking do this anymore, and the more you fucking walk, the longer we have to fucking be out here." My inner drill sergeant has a very limited vocabulary. I get back on my run-walk intervals, mostly, and I start singing along to my iPod as I hit the home stretch. X gonna give it to you, gonna give it to you. Mile 25. One more mile. I can see the huge screen projecting the race, and I know that I will turn onto Roosevelt there, immediately make it up the only hill on the course, turn on Columbus, and finish. It's there. I start counting down the mile. Then I see a 1 mile left sign. I forgot about the point two in 26.2. I burst into tears and I can't breathe. It's not just that voice telling me I can't do this anymore. It's my legs, my feet, my back, my arms. It all hurts so much. A spectator calls out, 1 mile left, Kendra. You can do it. My name is on my bib for this exact reason. I gulp back some water and a shot off my inhaler. You are going to calm down and walk to that sign up there, Stevens. Then you are going to start your finish song, run around that corner, up Mount Roosevelt, turn on Columbus, and you are not just going to finish this fucking thing running. You are going to sprint across that finish line, and you are going to fight for every second and every step, but you are finishing a goddamn marathon today. Do you hear me? Do you fucking hear me, Stevens? I get to the sign. Cue up Freedom by Beyonce, and I turn it all the way up. And I can barely hear the spectators now, and I think about the video and Lemonade and the uproar over Beyonce's Super Bowl show. And I feel rage at systemic misogyny and systemic racist misogyny, and I let it fuel me because water and energy gels do not work anymore. And I face Mount Roosevelt, and I think about how Hillary is going to be president. It was October! And I tell myself to get up that hill for her and for my nieces and for myself. And halfway up, my legs buckle. A woman grabs my arm. We're so close! Keep going! She runs on. Kendrick Lamar is starting to rap in my ears, and my song will be ending soon. Concentrating on each step, one foot in front of the other, Beyonce singing, I'ma keep running cause the winner don't quit on herself. I crest the hill and I turn the final corner and there is the finish line. Half a block? Three quarters? I don't know. I barely know my own name right now. I just know that Beyonce is telling me to run and the finish seems further away than I thought and I just need to walk three steps because my legs are seizing up. And my song is about to end. You are fucking finishing this fucking thing running, Stevens. So I run. There are bleachers. I know my boyfriend is there somewhere. He finished this race. The finish line is now 50 feet, 500 feet. I don't know the difference. But my song is about to end. My boyfriend is watching and the finish line is right there. Beyonce is telling me to run. My voice screams, I don't wanna fucking do this anymore. And I find my very last reserve of energy and I sprint as fast as I can. My legs feel like they belong to someone else. Beyonce is telling me to run for the last time and I think I hear my name. I scan the bleachers, but the faces are a blur and I realize I'm almost at the finish and I'm not looking where I'm going and I am finishing this fucking thing running, not tripping, so I look forward. The finish line is five steps away, and I am in negative energy now, but I push my foreign legs to go just a bit faster, and 4, 3, 2, 1, my right foot lands just over the timing mat, and I have finished the fucking marathon. I double over and start sobbing. There are suddenly arms supporting me. My boyfriend wraps me in a foil blanket, takes me to get my medal, grabs me granola bars, a banana, and the hardest earned beer of my life. My voice is telling me that I ran, I finished, a winner don't quit on herself. And that other voice is hiding in a corner, shamed at being so wrong. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's give it up for fucking finishing the marathon. Oh my God.
Just like thinking about that makes me winded. Like, holy shit, that's amazing, Kendra.